Yeah, it's late. I just wanted to talk to you. No, everything's fine. I just couldn't sleep, and I thought maybe you might be up. I know I shouldn't be calling you, but I'm all alone, and you know how I can get. I just can't stop thinking, and you always know how to quiet my brain. And besides, I missed you. Now, I know what you said before. And don't worry, I get why we can't see each other anymore. With the way things tend to just happen when we're together. I know. I just want to talk. There's nothing wrong with just talking, right? Wait, is she there with you now? Oh, she's asleep. Huh. So let me guess. You're sitting on your couch, not really watching anything. Just passing the time because you can't sleep. Because I know you, that's why. I always knew you. So how about I keep you company? It's been a little bit since we've talked, and I can help you pass the time. Maybe you can ease my mind a little bit in the process. Well, he says she has to know. I mean, there isn't anything wrong with talking to a friend. We aren't breaking any rules or anything. Just a friend keeping another friend company. Nothing wrong with that. No reason for her to worry about a perfectly innocent conversation. What do you mean I can't have an innocent conversation? What's that supposed to mean? I do not. Just because every time we've seen each other in the past we've ended up having sex doesn't mean this conversation is going to go that way. I do have some self-control, you know. You make it sound like it's all my fault. If anything, we're both at fault. We both can't help ourselves. Every time we're alone, I don't know why, it just happens. Nobody plans it. Like last time, we just happened to cross paths. I didn't know you were going to be at the party. But you ended up giving me a ride home. Neither of us were planning on anything as far as I can tell. We took the whole ride, it felt just so comfortable. Then we pulled outside my place and I don't know what happened. We didn't even make it out of the car. One moment we're saying goodnight, the next. We're in your backseat and I'm mentioning your name. That was a good night. What? I'm not, I'm just reminiscing. It's not my fault most of our memories involve us fucking. I can talk about other things if you want. But what's the fun in that? Oh, come on, I'm just joking. You think you know me so well, don't you? For all you know, I'm sitting in my living room too, wearing comfy pajamas and watching Netflix. Then again, I could be laying on my bed wearing nothing but a black lace thong. Sliding my fingers underneath and slowly rubbing my pussy. I'm just teasing. Or am I? Oh, I know I'm bad. I can't help but enjoy teasing you. I don't know why. Maybe it's like the thought of making your cock hard. Maybe I want to turn you on so much that you can't help but handle things yourself. Well, would that be so bad? I mean, it's not like you're touching me. Even though that might be what I really want. It has been so long since I felt your hands on my body. But like I said, we're just talking. There's no harm in a little conversation, right? And if I can't help what your voice does to me, it's not your fault. You can't control what I do. At least. Not from all the way over there. Just like if you were to pull out that big, hard cock and slowly start stroking it. That wouldn't be my fault, would it? If you couldn't help but run your hand up and down the shaft. It's like you're thinking about me. Wishing that it were my lips wrapped around your cock as it slides in and out of my mouth. If you were there, I would say that I do miss the feeling of your hot cock in my mouth. Just the thought of running my tongue in circles all over your head was sliding my lips down to the base. No? What would make you think that? Okay, fine. What's wrong with that? You are too. Because I know how you sound. I can almost hear it. You slowly stroking your cock. Straightening not to make a sound. You stroking it for me, aren't you, baby? Don't try to deny it. You put me in your fist, gripping tightly on that cock. And you're imagining it as my lips gripping you, aren't you? Would you be picturing my hot little mouth on my tight little pussy? Yeah. You want my pussy, babe? Yeah. I want you to get your hand nice and slick for me, baby. Okay. Now wrap this thing around that hot cock. Yeah? Didn't start stroking again yet. I want you to make long, slur strokes in time with me, baby. Okay, baby. And I want you to picture my pussy gripping your cock as it slides in and out of me. You ready, babe? One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Does that feel good, baby? Fucking myself with my fingers. Just wishing it was your hot cock buried in me. Strike a little faster, babe. Yeah, strike it for me. Oh, think about this pussy here. Think about how bad you want it, babe. Oh god, I want you so bad. Keep going, babe. Keep going, baby, faster. Pump that cock for me. I'm rubbing my clit now. Yeah, it feels so fucking good. Oh, I want you to come with me, babe. Oh, yeah, I want you to come so fucking hard. Oh, strike it faster, baby. Yeah, imagine you're pounding this pussy. Oh, God. Faster, babe. Oh, you close. Oh, fuck, you're gonna come. Come with me, baby, please. Baby, please come with me. Yeah, babe. Oh, strike that cock for me, babe. Yeah, give me all your cum, baby, please. Yeah, fuck. Oh, yes, yeah, strike that cock. Come with me, baby, please come with me. Oh, come with me, babe. Oh, yeah, come with me. Oh, come with me, baby. I guess you're right. I guess we can just have an innocent conversation. It's like I said, things just happen. Oh, well. Neither was it really that innocent anyway. But it's okay. Don't worry. Your secret's safe with me. I think now you both can get some sleep. Maybe I'll call you again tomorrow night. Keep you company. I know you always have such trouble sleeping.